Last week I preached to you a message called Marijuana is Sorcery. With the legalization around America, this revival of marijuana that's actually been taking place since the 1930s, got an explosion in the 60s and 70s, and is beyond explosion now. The message I'm going to preach to you today is called Marijuana Madness. Marijuana Madness and Devils. This will apply to many things, but we want to make sure that you stay away from marijuana and all such drugs. I want you to read this text with me in Ezekiel chapter 8. We'll take three verses out of this chapter. Let's begin. "And he said unto me, Go and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beasts and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancient, the house of Israel, with every man his censer in his hand. And a thick cloud of incense went up." A thick cloud of incense went up. There's a 90% chance that was a marijuana cloud. You may be seated. Holy Father, we do pray you will be with us as we rebuke this idolatry, as we rebuke this sorcery, as we rebuke this drunkenness that many of your people, you call us to sobriety, and we pray that we will not be under the power of anything, that we will not give place to the devil to influence us in any way. Lord, we pray that you help your people sound the alarm and not be asleep, and God forbid be drunken in the night. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. Well, last week, Church of God, I showed archaeology reports. Very frightening. Very revealing, I guess we should say. Ancient Israeli altars in Judea with idolatrous worship. They were from the times of the idolatrous kings mentioned in the Bible. From the times of the revivals under Josiah and Hezekiah. Under Josiah and Hezekiah, they abolished some of these altars where they offered incense. God's judged severely in the Bible for offering strange fire. The headlines, cannabis, that's marijuana, burned during worship by ancient Israelites. Found marijuana burned on the altars of incense. We learn from pagan sources, ancient sources, history, that they would burn marijuana and make a giant cloud of incense. It says a thick cloud of incense went up. This allowed for all those that had gathered around to partake in an easy manner and enter into the sorcery, the intoxication, the opening to devils. That marijuana, that they saw it as communing with Baal or whatever god they were worshiping. Now listen, we know that THC, which is the intoxicating part of marijuana, and even CBD in marijuana leaves and flowers, it must be heated for a period of time in order to be activated. So, in the raw plant, not the seeds, but the flowers and leaves, there exists THCA. To get high, you have to heat the THCA, and it will become THC. Of course, the problem with eating raw hemp, as far as the leaves and buds go, is that you may not know what heat it's already been exposed to. And then they have certain experiments where they found that even sunlight can potentially convert it. So it's no guarantee that you just go eat raw marijuana flowers that you're not going to get at least some degree of intoxication. But what's important here is it shows why they burned the incense. You understand? Why they burned, why they heated, shall we say, into incense clouds this marijuana. It activates the hemp. For the greatest degree of intoxication, you need to activate it with heat for their Baal worship. Okay, so here's what we're saying. God condemned over and over offering incense unto idols in the Old Testament. We now have archaeological evidence that they were smoking and inhaling marijuana in these pagan incense altars that Josiah and Hezekiah tried to destroy and abolish. Last week we also saw ancient Chinese shamans centuries ago, thousands of years ago, stating that marijuana is associated with talking to the dead, necromancy, spirits. They said again and again, century after century, they repeated it, that marijuana will open you up to commune with the spirits. But then they warned, it can also bring madness. And then they said, and it can even lead to devil possession. So, century after century, they have found that they would have times when people were enlightened and thought they were communicating with their dead relatives. And then from out of nowhere, they would begin to gnash and just go into total madness, where a clearer manifestation of devil possession appeared. Last week, we read from Aleister Crowley, the infamous Satanist, devil worshiper. He claimed that the best drug for opening yourself up to devils was marijuana. Isn't that interesting? He had so many drugs. He said he tried just about everything. But he said there's nothing like marijuana for opening up your mind to the spirits. Others agree. Thorason, Demons and Healing in 2020 says, when luciferic spirits enter us, the effect is that we become self-occupied. That's what happens to the marijuana smoker, you know. It's all about him. He's just kind of in his own little world. Hysteria and addictions are diagnoses that would come under luciferic influence. Cannabis is one of the substances that strengthen the luciferic demons most effectively. From his studies, from his experience, all of these things, he has found, just like others, one of the greatest sorcerers, Eliphas Levi, in the mid-19th century. He's the one that revived the Baphomet, you know. He says conditions of success in infernal evocations. He says, let me show you how to really, really get in touch with Lucifer. And he tells you how to use hemp to do so. I just want you to think about this. You have all these warnings throughout history. People telling you, you know, when you use magic, you got to be careful because things will jump on you. You have all of these people, all of these pagans telling you, you got to watch out. You got to know what you're doing. These devils will jump on you. Well, I think the devils are just playing with them. Even when they think they're getting a beautiful experience, it's devil. Remember Johanna Michelson wrote a book back many, many, many years ago, The Beautiful Side of Evil, where she was into all kinds of occultism, and you would have these beautiful experiences, and then from out of nowhere, these sinister things would show up. See, the devils are just leading you along, see. And marijuana use is sorcery. You're going to have good experiences, but it's going to end up in hell. It's going to end up wicked. It's going to end up in a horrible situation. You're going to think you're enlightened, and then all of a sudden there's going to be people with outright manifestation of demonic possession. Now, I'm not going to draw a line today, or at least show you any clear line, where demonic possession and demonic oppression and demonic seduction and demonic troubling and demonic vexation, There's all of these things. I'm just going to tell you this. When you smoke weed, when you get stoned, when you end up participating in marijuana or whatever it is that your doctor gives you that messes your mind up, whatever you can find out here, I'm telling you, you are opening yourself up to devils. What those the Bible says, give not place to the devil. You are giving place to the devil. You might end up deceived. I can guarantee you're going to be deceived. I can guarantee you'll be deceived. You might be troubled. You might be vexed. You might end up with all kinds of problems. You might end up with absolute hearing voices and all types of things. You might end up possessed. Let me show you some things, okay? Mark chapter 5. Let's just look at a little bit of Bible in regard to devils. I want you to see. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Okay? A manifestation of devils. They seem to like graveyards and tombs and death and skulls and music that speaks of suicide and death. And they love this type of thing. But they also cry out, they cut themselves with stones, they hurt themselves, self-harm, they don't take care of themselves. But notice, these devils ran and worshiped Jesus through this man. There are just some various, obviously if somebody's cutting themselves, you might say that is a very probable sign of some type of devil influence, if not possession. But notice this. Mark 1, and there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. Wonder how often he attended that synagogue. Wonder how often he just sat among them and nobody knew he had a devil. And one day the Lord Jesus walks in and he begins to cry out, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." I had a fella, God forbid, I come in the name of Jesus one time to a college and they asked me to preach on psychology. You heard the story. And I walk in and there was this quiet fella that had always been quiet. They always hang out there. Everybody talks to him. But all of a sudden, I came in and began to preach, and he just screamed and went crazy and grabbed his head, started wallowing and just saying, "Make him stop, make him stop," and just began to moan and scream and holler so much so they had to escort me out of the college. Why did he manifest himself? What drugs was he on? What psych drugs was he on? I don't know. You don't know who in the crowd has a devil. Sometimes they're cutting themselves. They're breaking chains. They're foaming at the mouth. They're jumping on people. They're violent. At other times, they're just quiet. Sometimes they're worshiping with everybody else. Or they appear to be. Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. Acts 16, and it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying, telling the future. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." You would think this devil-possessed person would come out and say, "Get away from these people. This is wicked." Sometimes devils say, "These are great people. These people are speaking the truth. Oh, this is wonderful. Pastor, we appreciate you." What, you know, you never know who has it. I found out sometimes people will go real quickly from, you would think, the nicest people to all of a sudden you see manifestations of devils. You don't know what people are messing with at home, folks. You don't know what they're opening themselves up to. I don't want you to get totally paranoid about, but I just want you to understand how devils manifest themselves. I want you to see it. Matthew 15, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Sometimes devils possess people and vex people. They vex people. Another one said, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. Oft times he falleth into the fire and into the water. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. He was possessed. And the child was cured from that very hour. Children can be vexed by devils. Children can be possessed by devils. The Salem witch trials. They hired a slave, brought a slave over who had been deep into voodoo and occultism. And she began to babysit these, or just entertain these young girls. And you read, I got a book on it, and it's called The History and Defense of Literal Interpretation. And I go through all the various cults and all these demonic manifestations in history. And I want you to see the people were practicing folk magic. They were allowing these slaves to teach games. They said, we were just playing games. We were just having out-of-body experiences. And all of a sudden, they began to leave their bodies. And I'm going to tell you, the judges, the men, the eyewitnesses said that they were levitating, that these girls were speaking in men's voices and had the strength of men, that you could have all these men try to grab them and hold them down. And then all of a sudden they asked him, who did this to you? And they started pointing to the Christians in the village. They did this to me. This person vexed me. This person gave me the devil. And of course, it was a lie. So they went and put to death Christians. They went and put to death Christians. But how did those children get those devils? They weren't pretending, folks. Eyewitness account. How did they get those devils? They were practicing folk magic. They were practicing sorcery. They thought it's okay. It's just little games we're playing. You better watch out what you buy your kids and what you open them up to. You better watch out. These toys, this wicked stuff, these occult cartoons, all of these things that people are doing today, you don't know what you're messing with. These games, God forbid, some of these computer and video games that people are watching and how demonic they are. These movies, how demonic they are. God help us. And it says, and oftentimes it have cast him into the fire, it, the devil, and into the waters to destroy him. The devils come to destroy you, don't they? But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. I wonder how often those devils say, go over here and buy something that's bad for you and rot your teeth out. Go over here and just mess yourself up and give yourself diabetes. Just go over here and just ruin your health. It's okay. It's okay. You might not be totally possessed, but I tell you what, you sure are getting seduced. You sure are getting vexed by these devils, and you need to quit opening yourself up to them. The more you obey them, the more power they get over you, and they start taking more and more ground. And it says in Luke 9, where was we? Where were we? Let's see, John 10. And many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad. This is what they said about Jesus. But it shows that they linked madness, insanity, with devil possession. Devil possession. It says in Acts 10 that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. I tell you, the devil oppresses people. The devil oppresses people. It says in Matthew 8, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Not all sickness is a manifestation of demonic possession or oppression, but some of it could be. Some of it could be. A lot of madness, a lot of insanity, a lot of problems with the mind can be devil affliction, devil manifestations. We need to understand that. And that's something today that people are starting to go back into realization of. But I tell you, to a high degree, it is ignored. What about this? 1 Samuel 16. It doesn't say Saul was a lost man. But you need to understand, it says, but the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Troubled him. Doesn't say it nevertheless, that it necessarily possessed him. But you can be backslidden and be troubled by devils. You understand that? You could be troubled by devils. You can open yourself up and give place unto devils and be troubled by them. And it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house. What type of prophecy is that? And David played with his hand as at other times, and there was a javelin in Saul's hand. And Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I will smite David even to the wall with it. Saul has been opened up to devils. They are troubling him. It doesn't even say outright possession. But nevertheless, he's manifesting violence because of this association with devils. And we see this in Acts 19 when we have outright possession. It says, the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Devils will attack you and people. Matthew 8, and when he was come to the other side into the country of the Gerasenes, there met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass that way. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time and wear no clothes, neither abode he in any house but in the tombs. Again, an association with death, an association with violence, an association with madness. And now we've got immodesty. I wonder to what degree people have been giving heed and giving place to the devil and some of the temptation, some of this fascination you have that people have, that some believers have with immodesty, and they don't want to wear clothes. What's going on? I believe maybe you have come in contact with devils. I believe that there's devil. I don't know when you came in contact with devils, but there has to be some degree of communication, of association with devils to require, bring about such a stronghold. I would have guitar students, and they would come, and they would say, please help me. I said, what's your problem? And they would say, I'm blaspheming God in my mind. I can't get it to stop. And I knew these were believers. And I'd say, what are you listening to? What are you listening to? And time again, they would say, I'm just learning the guitar riffs for Black Sabbath and one of these satanic bands. And all I'm doing is just, I'm not even listening to the lyrics. But they had associated themselves. They began to open up and give place to the devil. And it was manifesting in temptations to blasphemy in their life. Don't you believe the same devils you open yourself up will tempt you to immodesty, tempt you to rebellion? Don't open yourself up to devils. You've got enough time just dealing with your flesh without having to give the devil a foothold in your life. So, I want you to see the devils can trouble you. They can tempt you, of course. But it says in 1 Timothy 4, now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times, that's the day we're living in, some shall depart from the faith, some believers, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. We know one thing, devils come to deceive you. They come to deceive you. I tell you, you get out here and you smoke marijuana and all of a sudden you start getting into false doctrine. All of a sudden you get out here smoking pot, smoking marijuana, and you start saying fundamentalism is evil. I don't want to be a fundamental Christian. I wonder where you got that from, buddy. I wonder where this deception come from. You start changing your doctrine and start getting into all kinds of things. I wonder what you opened yourself up to. You opened yourself up to some seducing spirits is what you did. You said, oh, but I'm so enlightened. Yeah, look how Eve was so enlightened when she partook of the forbidden fruit. And you think you're so enlightened. No, you made yourself a fool. That's what drunk means, to be made a fool. You're drunken. You've been made stupid. And I tell you, you gotta quit giving the devil. You gotta quit making provision for Satan. I got something to say to you today. We've seen how China, Africa, several other lands, their shamans, their witch doctors said, oh, you need this pot, you need this marijuana because it opens you up to the spirits, but be careful, you might end up possessed, you know, over and over from all of these lands. You know, you got the pygmies, you've got all of these people out in Africa loving this marijuana all these years. Notice in a marijuana deceptive weed in 1975, they said around 2000 BC, bang was mentioned as a sacred grass in the religious book, the Vedas. Cannabis was associated with the god Shiva. It was Shiva's plant, and it was used during the performance of religious rituals in temples. Shiva. If you look up Shiva right now on Google, you will see archaeological artifacts and ancient idols, and you will see these stone artifacts of Shiva. One side of Shiva is female, the other side of Shiva is male. Just like Baal in the Bible, the false god Baal. They said, "Oh Baal, are you male or female? You are both. You are both." The worship of Baal was the worship of the transgender androgynous god. And you can imagine the things they were doing to worship him. But one of the things they were doing is they were worshiping with weed. And I'm going to tell you, this marijuana seems to feminize men like nothing else I've seen. You know, alcohol, we know scientifically, it feminizes men. It takes away your fire. It takes away your drive. It causes you to be sensitive. It causes you to just be self-focused. In other words, it takes you. They've even shown other studies where men begin to smoke this stuff and they just, their muscles, everything in their body just tends to disintegrate. You know, certainly their life and their spiritual life disintegrates. Chris Bennett in Liber 420 says, the scythes were an ancient culture of warriors. Men and women fought alongside each other. That's where they want to go today. This is where we're at today. Men and women, no distinction between them. And both had intricate tattoos. So you had this warrior, men and women fighting. Both of them had tattoos all over them. What would they do? The Scythians would suffumigate cannabis. They would capture the fumes of heated cannabis in tents. Oh, there we go again. The cloud, the marijuana cloud. Well, you went back, you go back thousands of years, and you see these scythes, and you see these manly women with tattoos all over them, and everybody's pot-smoking. Boy, some things never change. You thought all of this is new. Oh, no, look what we're doing. This is progressive. This isn't progressive. You're just going back to the savage land, buddy. You're going back to the jungle. You're going back to early paganism. Babylon's revived. It says that, the book of Revelation, it says Babylon's revived. This is what's happening, the spirit of Babylon. 2,000 years later, Russian archaeologists, Rudinko uncovered a frozen Scythian burial mound that housed a mummified, tattooed warrior king. A female shaman. Also recovered were remnants of burnt cannabis. Aha. Now we're starting to get archaeological evidence, not just historical evidence that they were smoking marijuana. Now we've got archaeological evidence that these tattooed warrior shaman women were pot smokers. They were pot smokers. They were known, the Scythes were known for necromancy, communication with the dead, and witchcraft. You know what? They even had the same coned witch hats that them girls, when they were going back into all these out-of-body experiences in the Salem witch trials, they said, well, what happened is we would see these men riding on these sticks or whatever, and they had these cone heads, you know, these hats on. And so, see, this witchcraft, it's all the same devils manifesting these things. Rode in Psyche in 1925 says, the Thracians also knew of hemp, inhaling aromatic smoke to produce religious hallucinations. What you're finding out is paganism was pretty much the same all over the world. And God came and tried to eradicate it. When the Jews would do right, he would use them as his sword and his hammer to eradicate this incense, all of this transgender stuff, all of it. It was all the same thing. Hurt your body, throw your kids into the fire, tattoo yourself, get high, get stoned with pot, and all kinds of other sick things that they would do. These Thracians would fall into ecstatic trances with the hemp, burning the hemp. 1864, the Arcana of Nature says hash, or Indian hemp, which the Hindus use to communicate with the gods. All the occultists, you wouldn't believe, the underground occult movement of the late 19th century with all their seances, it turned to weed as the substance for opening yourself to the devils. The tantric serpentine cults used marijuana to arouse the serpent and worship Kali in their fornication rituals. Marijuana, they believe, would open the third eye of Shiva. You see that third eye in the New Age, which is just a revival of Eastern mysticism. The occultists actually believe that marijuana was the forbidden fruit that Eve ate, and they believe God of the Bible was wicked because he was trying to keep them from the enlightenment. He's trying to keep people from the enlightenment that marijuana brings. In the 19th century, many began to experiment. Writers would say, we began to smoke marijuana, we began to use hemp, and things began well, but it soon turned hellish. Writer after writer would say it started great, but then it turned hellish. Hellish. For example, Bayard Taylor in 1854 says, the spirit, demon, shall I not rather say, of hash had entire possession of me. I was cast upon the flood of illusions. Something's going on here. Something's going on. In 1845, Moreau, in Hash and Mental Alienation, says madness most frequently explodes without the afflicted being warned. This is a first point of similarity between the effects of hash and mental illness. The cause is obvious, but the origin remains unknown. We shall see that the manifestations of hash intoxication are completely analogous to those reported by mental patients. All of a sudden, everything's fine, everything's fine. And then all of a sudden, you've got somebody going crazy like a madman running all over the place with devil possession. How does this happen? You'll see the same things with people that play with Ouija boards and have seances. Everybody's fine, everybody's getting stoned, everybody's just... But one person, he's never the same afterwards. He's never the same. See, one person's got a psychosis, schizophrenia. He's never the same afterwards. You're like, well, it didn't affect everybody else like that. Don't mess with the devil, folks. Don't mess with the devil. Don't mess with divination and sorcery. What he calls mental alienation, that was an old medical term for madness. For madness. Let's just come back into modern times. 2013, Frontiers of Psychiatry. For some users, the use of cannabis may cause undesirable psychological side effects, such as cognitive impairment, anxiety and paranoia, and an increased risk of developing chronic psychosis. Chronic, that means it doesn't go away. What is chronic psychosis? Losing contact with reality, grandiose delusions, hearing voices, hallucinations. We tried to help some people in Fort Worth sometimes and give them a place to stay, and they were drug users, and we tried to get them off drugs. And sometimes even when, I knew one fella, sometimes when he wasn't even on drugs, he was doing meth and marijuana and anything he could find. But he had been clean for a while, but nevertheless, he called me up one day and was screaming, saying, coyotes are getting me. And he named people in church and says they're in the woods watching him behind. And I would go up there, and I'm like, what are you talking about, man? What's wrong with you? But he was having one of these psychosis episodes, you know. Nobody was in the bushes, and he wasn't even on drugs. But he's having this ongoing psychosis from the drugs, you know. Losing contact with reality. You have people smoking pot. They say, oh, I love it, I love it. And then all of a sudden they have a relative or somebody that they know who's just lost it. The world calls them schizophrenic. They're just hearing delusions every day, and they say it was nothing but pot. I just smoked pot. KWED, June 2022, says cases of cannabis-induced psychosis rise. Lawmakers want to add mental health warnings to pot products. They said, no, this the association is getting too clear. People are losing their mind and hearing voices. It's just weed. Elizabeth Kirkcaldy's grandson was at the top of his class in high school, talented jazz bassist, when he started smoking pot. The more serious he got about pot, the more he became paranoid, even psychotic. He started hearing voices. They were going to kill him, and there were people coming to eat his brain. Weird, weird stuff. Of course, they diagnosed him with schizophrenia. What did the ancient Chinese call it? Ancient Chinese called it devil possession. How do you know he didn't get a devil? You don't know what degree the devil has control. Is it oppression? Is it troubling? Is it vexation? Or is it outright possession? Indeed, research confirms people who use cannabis are 4 times more likely to develop chronic psychosis or schizophrenia. For people who smoke every day or use higher potency products, the risk is up to 6 times higher. 6 times higher, you're going to go bye-bye. See, you're going to go bye-bye anyway in some sense because you're going to think you're so smart with your Dungeons and Dragons and your little books about how the Bible's full of just aliens and spaceships and this stuff you think is smart, showing what an idiot you've become from smoking pot. But some people, they don't just get into false doctrine and insanity. They get into insanity. They hear delusions. They hear voices, and it doesn't go away, at least for a lot of people. So, well, that didn't happen to me. Well, you better get on your face right now and thank God. You better get on your face and thank God because maybe God had a protection. Maybe God is slowly, slowly, slowly taking off his barrier right now because of man's disobedience. God will turn you over and God will give the devils more power. The whole book of Revelation is the Lord removing his restraint from devils to a high degree. And this is the time you don't want to be messing with. God, basically, the cup's about full. And God says, I'm not messing around anymore. I'm not going to protect you in your stupidity. You better quit messing around with things we should not be messing around with. Doctors and lawmakers in California want cannabis producers to warn consumers of this and other health risks on their package label. By the way, you might start hearing voices and it might not go away. Happy high times. Californians voted to legalize pot in 2016. 3 years later, emergency room visits for cannabis-induced psychosis went up 54% across the state. What are they saying? I can't stop the voices. I can't. What have you been doing? Smoking pot? Aliens are in my head. I can't make them stop. Didn't the ancient shamans and Crowley and all the others say that it opens you up to devil possession like nothing else? What if you start mixing stuff? Just mix all the drugs of sorcery. Just start mixing them up. And then go to the doctor and say, man, I've got problems. He says, well, here, take some psychological sorcery too. Let me give you some brain drugs and some of these psych drugs and go mix it with the weed and all of that. And nobody says anything. Somebody just up and kills their parents. And they say, well, he was a good kid. And it's all on the news. Like these school shooters. Like, I wonder what's happening to the youth of America. Why don't you check the sorcery they're involved with? Why don't you check the divination and sorcery, the books they're reading, and the drugs they are taking to open themselves up to devils? Nobody wants to say anything. Very few say anything about it. You say, well, I don't believe they ought to blame it on the drugs. I believe you ought to give it to the death penalty. You ought to give them the death penalty. Well, what about the people who gave them the drugs? What about the doctors and these psychologists and psychiatrists that are prescribing this sorcery mess to mess up people's heads? It says on the back, might cause suicide. Why don't you add that it might cause you to kill somebody? You know, why don't you add everything like it should be? It opens you up to devils, man. Every Brain Matters says, what is CIP? It's cannabis-induced psychosis. That means insanity that you got from smoking pot. Madness. It's the loss of connection with reality induced by THC. Paranoia, hallucinations, especially auditory. You hear voices. Delusions, grandiosity, irritability. So I never heard no voices. I wonder how irritable you were smoking pot. Anxiety. Yeah, well, I don't like this person anymore. Yeah, I don't hang out with them anymore. Why? Oh, he's always out to get me. No, maybe you're just a stoner and paranoid. Anxiety and agitation. CIP is becoming more common. Some experience symptoms after using THC only a few times. They lose contact with reality only a few times. Science finds cannabis use is associated with a higher prevalence of suicidal ideation, plan, and attempt among U.S. young adults. God forbid. It always threw them in the fire, didn't it? The devils always try to hurt you. Journal of Psychiatry, Brain Science. Chronic marijuana use is associated with serious consequences, including early onset psychosis, increased risk of suicide. Results provide evidence for persistent cognitive impairment in heavy marijuana users. They're showing you how your brain is changing. Your brain is changing. And they're comparing it to other people they know that have brain damage. They say, we're starting to see similarities here. Using pot, brain damage. Not to mention these psychosis, delusions. There's strong evidence for a dose-response relationship with greater marijuana consumption conferring greater risk for developing chronic psychotic illness, which means I hear voices and thinking aliens inside your head. Maybe there is an alien in your head. This study adds to the considerable body of evidence that chronic cannabis use can be associated with serious psychiatric consequences that are not limited to its acute intoxicating effects. Meaning, this time it doesn't go away. Long after you're not stoned anymore, you're still hearing voices. You're still showing signs of insanity. Cannabis-induced psychosis in psychiatric times, says Miss J, a 19-year-old college sophomore, was admitted to the early psychosis unit at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, displaying signs of agitation and acute psychosis. Her roommates had noted that her behavior had become increasingly bizarre. She had isolated herself over the past month. She began smoking marijuana at the age of 17 and since starting college used it daily. She began to exhibit signs of paranoia, believing other students in her dorm were stealing from her and trying to poison her. Somebody says, well, I'm not crazy. I don't have brain damage. What are you trying to steal from me? Maybe you're not as reasonable as you think you are. Maybe you're not as smart as you think. Frontiers in Psychiatry 2021 says in recent years, there's been a significant increase in interest in the relationship between cannabis and psychosis. They might as well just say cannabis and devil possession. Cannabis seems to have the highest conversion rate, 47%, to schizophrenia compared to other substance-induced psychosis. They're saying, you know what's strange? Compared to other drugs that also cause this or have this association, cannabis seems to be the highest. Well, isn't that funny that the pagans says this is the weed of Shiva? This is the weed of our God. This is the one that opens you up to the devil, says Crawley. They're all bad, but there's something especially bad about weed. I looked at some testimonies online. In Medium.com, it says, I know this because of an incident with a family friend. Before now, I wasn't aware this existed. People starting to have friends, and they said, yeah, they've lost their mind. They're crazy. They think there's a spaceship controlling them. What happened to them? They just have these relatives. Another journal in 2020 says the fact remains that schizophrenia and psychosis walk hand in hand alongside with cannabis use. CNN warns in 2021, schizophrenia linked to marijuana use disorder is on the rise. The proportion of schizophrenia cases linked with problematic use of marijuana has increased over the past 25 years, according to a new study from Denmark. See, we're starting to get these 25-year studies come in now, see, where they've been tracking this stuff. Middle Eastern psychiatry tells us in 2022, the association between problematic cannabis use and schizophrenia is the rule rather than the exception. Our study shows the existence of a dose-effect relationship between the frequency of cannabis use and the onset of schizophrenic disorder. The link between substance abuse and the emergence of psychotic disorders has become illicit, particularly for schizophrenia. Medical Express 2022 says cannabis increased schizophrenia risk in young people linked to both low and high use. A recent systematic review now shows there's no difference in the risk of developing schizophrenia between both high and low frequency cannabis users. They're starting to have people that say, I just did it a little bit. I just did it a little bit. I just get high once a week. And all of a sudden now they're getting schizophrenia. But it doesn't go away. It doesn't go away. They found that both high and low frequency users were 6 times more likely to develop schizophrenia compared to those who had never used cannabis. Frontiers in Psychology, this year, the link between cannabis use and violent behavior in the early phase of psychosis. Not only are you going insane and losing your mind, but now you're starting to attack people. Well, we see that in the Bible. Some of them just sat in the synagogue and didn't do anything. Others are just going crazy, cutting themselves, tearing their clothes off, and attacking you. RNPBS.org, 2022, says 5 years ago, Ethan Andrew had what he describes as the most terrifying experience of his life. I had what is called cannabis-induced psychosis. This is going beyond just some people get high, you grow up with it, and they say, I can't stop listening to my heart. I feel like my heart's going to explode. Like, oh, it's just the pot, you know, oh, you're just stoned. No, I feel like my heart's going to explode. It won't stop. Other people, you wouldn't believe the things and testimonies that people have of just this paranoia and losing their mind. And in schools and among the kids, they call it a bad trip, you know. It just must be the weed. It just must be a 5 years ago, terrifying experience of his life, cannabis-induced psychosis. I was having schizophrenia-like symptoms, like seeing things and hearing things that weren't there. I was super paranoid that people were following me, said Andrew, who started using cannabis because he thought it would help with his anxiety. Yeah. Telegraph, this year, says schizophrenia risk 6 times higher among teenagers who smoke cannabis. Study claims adolescents who smoke even a tiny amount of the drug are more likely to develop mental illness than those who do not. Don't take this for all mental so-called illness is not devil possession, but I wonder how much of it is. I wonder how much of it is just plain old-fashioned devil vexation, devil troubling, devil oppression, devil possession. You shouldn't use sorcery. You shouldn't play with Ouija boards. You shouldn't sit down and participate in seances. You shouldn't smoke marijuana. You say, I'd never sit down in a seance. Well, you smoke pot. You can get there quicker. The occultists and witches and magicians and Satanists say you get there quicker with just pot. They even look at it as kind of, well, that's cheating. You ought to do it our way. You ought to go meditate, you know, and do it the hard way. You're just getting stoned. Anybody can do that. Anybody can open up to the devils by getting stoned. Australian News says, Mandurah Beach stab killer had delusions of being God, devil possession. He was on methamphetamines and cannabis daily the night before he attacked. Inverse.com says, religious exorcists think K2 is a demonic drug of the occult. They're saying more and more we're finding people possessed by demons just from doing synthetic marijuana. I looked online and I started seeing people where they questioned, they asked these things on Google. And there's people said, hey, I've been smoking pot and am I possessed by demons? You wouldn't believe I'm starting to hear voices. And all these people say, oh, well, you know, it's probably not related. But other people say, oh, yeah, I have that happen too. Another one says, demonic possession. Has anybody experienced anything like what I'm experiencing right now? Another says, when I turned 21, I started smoking marijuana and something magical happened. I began talking in different tongues. They were syllables of different languages, not actually other languages. Then my body started talking to myself. My hand started talking to my other hand. Until this point, the voice said, don't worry, I'm your friend. But to make this short, it seemed to take complete control over my body. It then began to tell me that I'm schizophrenic, to try to scare me. It could make me do things like hold my head underwater. It said, please call me daddy. I'm your daddy, and I love you. So now I have this voice in my head. And it told me, well, really what's happening is you have telepathy, and you're a goddess. Huxley, you know Huxley, 1931, says all existing drugs are treacherous and harmful. The heaven into which they usher their victims soon turns into hell. BBC did a broadcast on teenagers Parents began to testify over and over. They were only smoking marijuana. I know they're only smoking marijuana. And they started hearing voices. And they go from parent to parent. They said, my son's sitting in his room hearing voices now. All he did was smoke pot. One says, I woke up in the bathroom and I heard a voice saying, it's okay, Steve, you can get up. So I walked around the whole bathroom to see if anybody else was in there. Nobody was there. I looked around in every cubicle. Nobody was there. Next thing you know, this fellow's at home screaming in his bedroom and hitting his head against the wall trying to stop the aliens that are inside his mind. What triggered it? He said he was smoking marijuana. The Guardian in 2014 says cannabis really can trigger paranoia. It's not just a joke. Our study of the population of England found that the belief that people are deliberately trying to harm you is three times as common among cannabis users as it is among non-users. The belief that people are trying to cause you serious injury or harm is five times as common among cannabis users. Pot smokers say, well, it just brings peace. Yeah, let's see how much peace it brings to your relationship as you get paranoid with everybody. See, the devil's come to cause discord in your life, discord in your family, to isolate you. There's videos. Camille Brown entered a psychotic state when she was 19. Her friends in college testified she was the sweetest girl you'd ever see, just nice and sweet. But she smoked marijuana. She claims she has no memory of what happened, and she went out and killed a preacher. And so it's causing worldwide controversy. Is she just saying that? She cries and cries and says, I have no memory. It was just weed. I don't understand what happened. I don't even know this preacher. Why would I go kill him? You say, well, maybe it was laced. Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe she just had to be the person that the devil jumped on in a greater manifestation than others. One of the most amazing books was written. She published it after her death, or had it published. Lady Queenborough, Edith Starr Miller. She wrote The Occult Theocracy in 1933. I'm going to read a little bit of this book. I want you to listen, please. Today, most of the good people are afraid to be good. 1933 sounds like today. They strive to be broad-minded and tolerant, but it's fashionable to be tolerant, but mostly tolerant of evil. Boy, it sounds like today, doesn't it? She says, worse still, there are cases wherein virtuous people's good name is relentlessly filched from them, but no effort will be made by the presumed good people to rally to their defense. It says, why are you letting good people be attacked all around you? Why don't you stand up for good people when they're being attacked? I ask the same question. Oh, but listen to this. The alchemists knew the existence of microbes and toxins long before the medical discoveries of the present age. The laboratories of satanic bacteriology have been working for a long time on cultures. By the way, she was way up in the government, an insider, League of Nations, the wife of a League of Nations fellow. For a long time, on cultures of bacilli or solutions of their toxic properties, which even when administered in infinitesimal doses mixed with food or drink, disseminate disease and death. In these cases, deaths occur from apparently natural causes. She's saying that these alchemists that never really went away, these occultists, she is right before the chemical age is about to explode upon America. And all of a sudden, people's food, there's going to be toxins. I wonder who put that in there. I wonder what scientists figured out how to put all of these antibiotics and GMO and see. And remember, I've quoted where these insiders have said, we're doing this on purpose. We're going to control the food supply to change you through hormones. Wow. I believe they were successful. I believe what you have experienced in America today is these alchemists poisoning for population control and for endocrine disruption your food supply. And there's not enough people awake to it. There's not enough people that are standing against it, exposing them. I'm not going to be quiet about it. But she goes on to say Gnosticism is marked with the seal of Lucifer. When the Gnostics practice magic, they evoke the spirits of the dead exactly as do the occultists of today that she had run across in high places. Secret Gnostic meetings lead to depravity as the adepts indulge in every kind of obscenity, often under the influence of drugs such as Indian hemp or what we know as cannabis. This insider, this government insider, says, you wouldn't believe what's going on around us. They're Gnostics all around us in occult circles. He says, and they're doing all kinds of horrible things under the influence of marijuana. This was 1933, folks. 1933. What happened to Ananias and Sapphira? They weren't possessed, but the Bible said that Satan filled their heart, outside manipulation. The Lord Jesus called Peter Satan, outside manipulation. Saul. 1 Timothy 4, I'm telling you, the devil has his way of manipulating and getting in and enticing you. Don't give him any power. Don't open the door and give place to the devil. This is getting really, really, really serious. It's always been serious. International Journal of Addictions says the role of marijuana in homicide. Data derived from interviews with 268 individuals incarcerated in New York State for homicides that occurred in 1984. We found that in terms of lifetime use, marijuana was the most commonly used illicit drug in this sample. That about one-third of respondents who had ever used marijuana used the drug in the 24-hour period before the homicide. We're starting to see now not just insanity in voices, we're starting to see, wait a minute, teen accused of killing millionaire Grant after he became hooked on cannabis. Man who stabbed partner 30 times after eating cannabis brownie, cleared of murder? Cleared of murder? Wow. France's highest court says anti-Semitic murderer free because he was high on weed when he killed a Jewish woman. Factory Road murder trial. Court hears James Burton was high on cannabis at time of killing. What? How do you know this isn't devil possession? How do you know just as that man attacked everybody and threw them out, leaped upon them, ripped their clothes off, this fella out in the woods that nobody could even pass by because he would attack you. How do you know these young people, these people didn't smoke pot, get devil-possessed, and then all of a sudden it results in violence? Wall Street Journal, June 6, 2022, cannabis and the violent crime surge. Heavy marijuana use among youth is leading to more addiction and antisocial behavior. She goes on to quote examples of the violence. 2019, Missouri Medical says marijuana is more dangerous than you think it is. As legislation spreads, more Americans are becoming heavy users of cannabis, despite its links to violence and mental illness. Marijuana can cause psychosis. Psychosis is a high risk factor for violence. The most obvious way that cannabis fuels violence in psychotic people is through its tendency to cause paranoia. Over and over and over, you interview these people, and they say, well, I don't know. I thought grandma was trying to kill me. I don't know. I just thought this fella hated me, and he was doing violence to me. Somebody's whispering. Somebody's whispering to you. 2007 paper in the Medical Journal of Australia looked at 88 defendants who had committed homicide during psychotic episodes. It found that most of the killers believed they were in danger from the victim, and almost two-thirds reported misusing cannabis, more than alcohol and amphetamines combined. Wow. It really does open you up to paranoia with devils, doesn't it? Go 10 years later, a 2017 paper in the journal Social Psychology and Psychiatric Epidemiology examining drivers of violence among 6,000 British and Chinese men found that drug use was linked to a five-fold increase in violence, and the drug used was nearly always cannabis. I'm just a nice little hippie over here, you know, just a calm, peace-loving hippie. Yeah, tell that to Manson and all of his hippie followers. Evidence-based research from meta-analysis have indeed shown that cannabis is associated to violence. Emerald NG, demon-possessed, backslidden pastor, murders wife and son after inhaling wraps of Indian hemp. You think marijuana did that to him? I think the devil stirred him up. I think he got devil-possessed. I don't think you ought to do anything that opens you up to devil possession. Well, I've never been opened up to devil possession. I bet you've been opened up to devil delusion. That was enough. Keep messing around with it. See what happens. The South Carolina episode. It was like a demon possessed him. Teen tells how she and jet skier friend were saved from drowning by a good Samaritan who then shot him dead after he flipped out and attacked the 74-year-old rescuer. They found out he had marijuana. He's been smoking marijuana. He just flipped out. Went devil-possessed. Got paranoid. The old man who rescued him had to kill him. I close with this verse for you today. Matthew 12. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Then he says, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he has come, he findeth it empty and swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. Isn't that amazing that spirits have a degree of wickedness? And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. And that same Holy Spirit tells us in the last days it'll be even more wicked. This wicked generation has been there since the time of Jesus. And even now, the Bible says, deceivers shall wax worse and worse. In the last days, perilous times shall come. And I'm going to tell you something. This is what you don't want. You don't want a mind that is empty and swept. See? You don't want a mind that's been made empty and opened up by drug use. I tell you, let's renew our minds. Amen? Let's renew our minds. Let's do what we can to focus upon the Lord Jesus Christ and His truth. How often does the Bible call us to sobriety? Young women, aged women, teach the young women to be sober. The aged man that you be sober. The young man that you be sober-minded. Dear Father, I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that we will not look at the wine, that these young people will learn to stay away from the wine, anything that intoxicates, that leads to drunkenness. And you tell us and warn us that such shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You've warned us that for witchcraft, such shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You have warned us that for drunkenness and fornication and such like, such shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Lord, we pray for those that you have saved, those that are bought with your blood and know it, those that have believed the gospel and know that they're saved by grace through faith alone. Father, let them realize that they have a great inheritance they could lose and that they may be found unprofitable at the judgment seat of Christ. They may be found ashamed at the judgment seat of Christ for abusing their bodies, abusing their minds and brains, God, and opening themselves up to the devil. You told us, make not provision for the flesh. Look not at the wine. Come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing. God, renew us. Keep the devil far from us. You've given us a promise that that wicked one will touch us not if we'll keep ourselves. Now keep us, Father. In Jesus' holy name, amen.